it out aloud in order to gain character. And we said, give yourself little mishpatim, little key phrases that get you going. Little quotes. I found one here. I must have altered the quote. Like, once you know what you're living for, right, the minute you've worked at Masavasa Balamoy, like the Mesir Zonim says, right, and you're aiming all your koichas and all your energies towards that goal, yeah, then you have to very politely say no to everything else. Like, this is what I'm living for, this is what all my energies are aimed towards, right? So everything else is going to have to have a no. Sorry, I can't. What's your highest priority? Your highest priority? That's what you're living for, that's what you're ready to give your life for, right? What is it? And what about everything else? Sorry, I haven't had the time. Not available. Let's say, God forbid, worst case scenario, whatever, you're in a hospital with your kid. Your kid's got a bit of asthma and he needs to be on a respirator in hospital for 24 hours. There's no one else to be with the kid in hospital, so you have to be with the kid in hospital. Right? Now you're a big bachesed and you love helping people and shipping them and doing whatever. They're funny, can you please pick up something for somebody and take it to somebody? What do you say? I'm very sorry, I'm in the hospital with my kid, I can't. Yeah? Correct? Would anybody say there's something wrong with you? They say, no, your highest priority right now is I've got to be with my kid in hospital. So can you make Sheva Brochas tonight? Sheva Brochas, a whole good thing, it's fantastic, but no, I can't. Ma, you're such a... Ma, you've got a chesed? Would anybody have a grudge? God forbid, a person sitting Sheva. They phone you up, can you make Sheva Brochas? He's highest priority right now. Can you say in Sheva? What about everything else? Everything else, you say no. Achon, let you understand. Yeah? So from 10 to 12, my highest priority is I'm sitting learning Torah. So call me between 10 and 12, because between 10 and 12 is the only time I'm available. Because any other thing that I'm busy doing, whether I'm having lunch, or whether I'm in a business meeting, or whatever else I'm doing, don't disturb me, yeah? You find a guy's house, can I speak to Abba? No, Abba's having supper now. When can I call him back? When he's got his chavrusa. Mama, what's going on here? I'm sitting learning now, from 10 to 12 I'm sitting learning. God will spot, says hello. Very politely, say goodbye. God wants to come schmooze in the middle of Seder. Learning now, that's my highest priority. I'm not available. That's it. Just keep in mind. What is the most important thing right now? What's my priority now? We live in a multitask, multifaceted world. You're busy talking to somebody, you're in a conversation with somebody, and his phone rings if he answers it. Yeah? Without saying, excuse me, this made my wife, or this could be important. The guy doesn't apologize, I get up and I walk out the room. And you walk out the room. Well, where are you going? I'm in a meeting with you on the phone, so that must be more important to you than me, so I'm out of here. I don't need you. No? You look shocked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm saying. You're busy talking to somebody, you're in a meeting with somebody, you go see a lawyer, you're paying him $500 an hour. You're busy talking to him, the phone rings, he answers the phone. What is it? You ever been by God will be sorry? You've been to God will be sorry and he does five things while he's talking to you? Never. You're the only thing in the world. There is nothing else in the world except you and me. The phone rings, he says, I'm very sorry, excuse me, but they say, my mama's too chuf, I just have to deal with this. Okay, but fine, he's made a cheshbon, but right now this needs to be. It happens to me sometimes, I'm sitting here, whatever, I say, I'm very sorry, would you mind if I just answer the phone or whatever? That, I'm telling you now, busy talking to somebody, he answers his phone. Come on! Why you choose that over me? What, that's more important than me? So if it's more important than me, that's your wife, I said it. Not that I understand. If you're doing something, that's what you're doing. Everything else is, I'm sorry. Use this tool, you'll find life a lot easier. You made a decision to do A. Now, while you're sitting and doing A, what happens? You have all these taggings. This is, what about this? 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 Right? You could be doing something else. Stop yourself and say to yourself, hold on a second. If I've chosen to do this, that means I can't be expected to do anything else. So everything else is goodbye. If in that list of things that are trying to get your attention, there's something more important than this, so choose to stop doing this and choose to do that. You can't be choosing to do this and having all the other things trying to get your attention. So you politely say no to everything else. So therefore, get it into your repertoire. Talaki, say no to everything that's not my top priority. You know the famous they use this moshel. A lot of the rabbonim speak about this one. A very, very powerful moshel. A guy comes in to give a class at university on time management. Yes, he takes a big glass jar and he puts it on the table and he takes such a whole bunch of rocks and he sticks it in the jar. Yeah, so the jar is mamash full, jam packed with rocks. And then he says to people, is the jar full? Yeah, can you get anything else in there? No, you can't. So he takes a cup of sand and he pours sand in and it fills up all the pebbles. No, he takes pebbles first and he puts in pebbles, right? Is it full? Yeah, chock-a-block. Then he takes fine powdered sand and he pours it in and it fills up. Oh, so there was place for more. Is it full now? Yes, chock a block. Only anything more. He takes a glass of water and he pours in water, right? Yeah, okay, now it's full. So what's the message? So everybody says, you can always cram in more. Right? You've always got time for more, right? That's the message. He said, no, that's not the message. The message is, if you hadn't put the rocks in first, you wouldn't have got anything else in. It means if you started with the water, the minute you put a rock in, it would have overflowed. If you poured the sand in first, you wouldn't have got time for the rocks. Yeah? So you've got to find in your life, what are the rocks? Put those in first. What are the most important things in your life? Those are the rocks, right? So you put those in first. Now, second, you've got a bit of space, you can put in some pebbles. You've got a bit of space, put in some powder sand. You've got a bit of space, put in water. But if you don't do the important things first, you don't have time for anything. That's the vote. Define for yourself what are your most important priorities and then go on with it. And everything else, Palaki, say no. I see big people doing that. This is my priority. I'm either learning or I'm doing chesed. Something crosses my desk, if it's not called learning or called chesed, I don't do it. Within learning and within chesed, now you have to prioritize how much time's for this, how much time's for this. Within the world of chesed, prioritize what's important chesed. Fine, good, but you've got to define what am I living for. Once you know what you're living for, so then everything else is just, so, no, I don't do that. Yeah, you don't want to schmooze with me in the middle of Seder, you're so unsociable. Okay. You call it unsociable, call it unsociable. I call it prioritizing. I've got some rocks that I have to deal with right now. So, sometimes you have to know. Could be talking to the guy in the middle of Seder, might be Pekuch Nefesh. Okay, Pekuch Nefesh, Mitzvah, Shiab Shazer, Chayrib. At least it should be a cheshbon of that's what it is. But I'm schmoozing in the middle of Seder. What are you talking about? So then this is not your top priority. Schmoozing is your top priority. Schmoozing, you say, no, I'm sorry, I can't schmooze with you. Are you antisocial? You can label it whatever you want. We'll play the IUG game, is this being antisocial or not? Yeah, we'll define antisocial, we'll play the IUG game with it, we'll come up with a decision. Am I being antisocial or am I just living my life according to my priorities? We'll say, yeah. So come up with all these things. Gamze l'toiva, Hashem yazo, gamze yavo. So we say, "Bedai la'alot et ramat hamikut shalcha b'chayim, nasa loyim es hadvorim ha'ele b'kol ram, chodah lehem shuv v'shuv ad shimshuchem le'edare b'teicha lo'ich zman." Very powerful tool. Very, very powerful tool. Let's take a pasuk. Take a pasuk. Take a maimah chazal. Take a little shtick Torah, short little piece of Torah, and learn it well. Learn it well until you understand it and you've got a real nice, something from Mishlei, whatever, with all the mafoshim. Get a real good tefisah on it, right? And then say it over. Sit 15 minutes a day and say it over and over and over. Coming in from different aspects. Not just saying it over. You know, gamze yavo, gamze yavo, gamze yavo. That's not the point. Gamze yavo. Okay, now you've understood it. You've read the pollution. Look at it from this side. Look at it from this side. And internalize it. It eventually becomes part of you. If you're really serious, tishol et atzmacha. Ask yourself, Lama nichai? What am I living for? Is there anything more important to know? If you could only know one thing in the world, what would you want to know? What would you need to know before anything else? So Mr. Shulam already told you what it is. What am I living for? If you don't get that clear, then everything else is sure for the wrong foot there. Ana la'atmacha, ask yourself, what am I living for? Va'az timtze sisma she'tazolecha lizkor et ha'matzah bo'ifen b'matzah. Then go find a little simon, go find a little one-line phrase that reminds you what you're living for. Yisareg al Hashem. This is what it tells you. What am I living for? Yisareg al Hashem. Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael tells me what I'm living for, yeah? The answer is Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levav v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'adecha. That's what I'm living for. Living to love Hashem, living to be sa'aneg al Hashem. Chavaya Rav Chushis hi chavaya amuka b'yoyser. I don't know what he means. Chavaya Rav Chushit hi chavaya amuka b'yoter. What is it? Chavaya. Chavaya is experience? Or it's got something to do with animal kaiju?
An all-encompassing experience, all-encompassing your senses.
Oh, an experience that takes into account more and more of your senses is going to be a much deeper experience. Kol she'yaita chushim mishtatfim b'talich kolshu, the more you're using your senses, your emotional base, in a certain process, kol she'shutofim bo yaita avorim, the more you're using more of your limbs, your kalim, kach ye'gadol yaita hareshim she'isha. So proportion will be the impact that it has on you. The influence, the footprint that it leaves. Bishvil ledaber anachnu mishtamshi b'sarfat b'moach b'oznaim b'sosaim b'shinaim b'loshem. What's sarfat? Do you know what that is? Don't know what that is. Okay, whatever. But you use it when you speak. You use your brain, you use your ears, you use your lips, you use your teeth, you use your tongue. When you speak, you lose a whole lot of stuff, right? Nasal yois moida le tafkido shel echad me'avarim. Nasal agish kol chelik meshutcha. Keshata oim neshma yisrael Hashem lekel Hashem echad. Omer zot bekol kochay secho. Say it with all your lips. Try and get as much of your goof involved in saying Shema Yisrael. With all your ramach evorcha v'shasa gidecha. There's more of an impression on you. All my powers, all my koichas, everything that I have talks about Hashem. In other words, when you're doing something, try and involve as much as you can possible. That's one of the secrets of Musa. Of the emotional arousal of saying with a kol ram and trying to get all your emotions in and shouting and get, but the whole Musa process, that's the yasod of it. You're trying to get as much of you into getting this idea into your system. Ever watch of Shuster davening Shmona Esrei at the Kreisel? He's using every molecule in his body. Yeah? It's coming to see. See a child screaming at his father. This is from Tashi, man. This is brilliant. Okay, let's summarize. Yeah, we've got nine points of summary here for Arichas Sosayim. Number one, Dibur Bekoil. Ozo Lavir Ayanos Artiliyim. Ethereal ideas, abstract ideas, become much clearer when you speak them out. Ha'amira hi of vektivit. Try and speak things out objectively. When you say it out, it's much easier to grasp the objectivity of it. Kakol sheyoyse evorim v'chushi mishvat shu b'pola, kach yigdal ha'roshim sheisha. The more you use of your bodies and your emotions and you, the more you use of you, the more that partners in this event, so too will be the impression that gets left. Ma she'ta'ime zeh ma she'ata. What you say, that's who you are. Ma she'ata oime zeh ma she'ata. Kol echad zakuk l'oizen kashevet u'lemoishev kolshu. Everybody needs a hearing ear. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. Everybody needs somebody that's a bit sensitive to listen to. Asa zois va'atzmacha. Do it for yourself. Be the sensitive listening ear that you want so badly. Someone to talk to, so make yourself into the listener. When you're speaking, learn to listen to yourself carefully. Af palm number six, af palm, I'll tell you, mate, don't even say, ani lo yochol. Never say, I can't. Mishum az be'em ez lo tochol, because then you can't. Ve'lo tatzliach. And then you'll never be matzliach. The truth of the matter is, I want to say this from now, when you say, ani lo yochol, do you know what that's saying? This I can't do. That means everything else that you did do, you could do, right? It's also because you couldn't do that either. You can't even lift up your hand without Hashem's help. When you say I can't, it means everything else I can. Oh, there's no bigger balgava than that. So when you say I can't, you bring a big balgava. A diuk. Because the diuk is that everything else you did, you could do. I could! Yeah, you could. You couldn't even do that. So I can't say I can't do this now. What you should say, if Hashem would help me, of course I can. Jump to the moon. I can't. Oh, so that means you know how to lift up your hand? Your hand you can lift up? You can't even lift up your own hand. You disagree? You agree with me that you can't lift up your own hand? You agree? Lift up your hand.
Yeah.
No, you can lift up your hand. Say I can't. No, you just moved your hand. You can lift up your hand. Of course you can lift up your hand, right? So what do you mean? What are you telling me I can't lift up my hand? I can lift up my hand. No, so you ask the guy like this. If you want to show a person where is God, the Bible tells the guy, says, no, you can't see God. Where's a God? Prove to me there's a God. So tell him, lift up your hand. He lifts up his hand, yeah? You say to him, how did you do that? He says, what do you mean? My brain sent a message to my hand to lift up. Yeah, which electrons did you send? How did you know which chemical reaction to take place in your head to send the right electrons to pull the right nerve endings at the right time to get those muscles to lift? How did you do that? God says, no, I kind of thought about lifting up my hand and then the body takes over and it kind of does it automatically. Yeah, that's what we call God. That thing that kicks in and lifts your hand after you just thought, I want to lift up my hand, and then the hand lifts up. That's God, no? That whole process that takes place after you want, that whole majorly complex chemical reactions and electronic devices and the whole, it's unbelievable. You lift up your hand, you don't have to take place. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all Hashem. So, never say I can't. Never say I can't. Number 7, Asafa hi nekudat hamafagesh bein aguf l'neshama. Speech is that point where the guf and the neshama meet. We spoke about that's why speech is in the throat. It's that which connects the head to the body. The head is where the neshama sits, and the guf is where the guf sits. So if you want to get the guf to hear what the brain's saying, you have to speak it out. The fichu levav chalai says it for it. Number 8, Diva Bakol Shema Alecha Mila Hildam Bashmira Ulachoim Bahakit. Speaking things out loud stops you from falling asleep and stops you from dreaming. You say it out, you've got to get a hold of it. And number 9, Milim Hay Matsias, Ani Medabe Mashmani Chai. Speech is a Matsias. When you speak, it creates a Matsias. Adkene Kach, that a sensitive person come by a day after you spoke and they can yell what you spoke at that place. If you don't believe speech is a materialist, I'll tell you a maisa. I heard this from him myself, otherwise, there was a maisa once about the Chazanish that he used to go walking in there with the Chavrus. He used to go walk in the Pardesim Sham. There used to be Pardesim around B'nai Brak, yeah? He used to go walking in the Pardes. So one day he went to the Chavrus, so they walked in the Pardes, and he stopped and he said there were two Ponovich Bokhri here this morning that were learning, yeah? And this is what the Sugi they were learning. But yeah, what they were speaking. And the story told by the Chazanish. So if Rav Matthias Solomon told us, I heard him saying this, then he heard this mice and he never believed it. Then yeah, it's one of those, those Hasidish mice about the Chazanish. Didn't buy into it. So he said, I went to the Stifler. He said, if I hadn't heard this from the Stifler, I wouldn't have believed it. But I heard it from the Stifler. I didn't hear it from the Stifler, I heard it from the Matisiyahu. So if I hadn't heard it from the Matisiyahu, I also wouldn't have believed it. But I heard it from him. So you don't have to believe it, because you're hearing it from me. Don't believe it. So he said he went to the stipler. He asked the stipler if it's true. And the stipler said, of course it's true and it's poshut. The stipler's words to him. I found it. It's a poshut. That means when I speak, those words are a matzias and they yes. There's a tape recorder running the whole day. If somebody knows how to hear, their tape recorder can hear it. Chazanish was able to hear. Someone at the Shabbos table when I tell the story said, how did the Chazanish know that it was a Ponovich, two Ponovich apochrim? There was a chevron over there. He said, yeah, he could yell from the tailor, but it wasn't worth that much, you know. So, two Ponovich apochrim. That's the word. Your speech is a matzias. It does things. It mamash has an impact on your neshama. It does stuff. Okay, let's start my favorite of the ways. Derech Dalet, Bebinat Halev, which literally translates into with an understanding heart. It's usually translated bina, is a level of understanding, dava mitrex dava, halayf, understanding the inner workings of your life. Just in the beginning here, it says, "Al tabo es chayim b'hanocha shatardei miata." Don't go through life with an understanding, with an assumption, "I know who I am." You can join us, Rabbi Mandelbaum. This is real stuff. This is not Shulchan Aruch. This you have to know. What we're learning here is, this is, you should join us sometime. Or you can just stay as you are for the rest of your life. Don't change. Al tavos ha-chaim ba-nochesh ha-tereya mi-ato. Netzales ha-zman achshav kedei lehakir z'atzmachot. Grab hold of the moment you have now to get to know and recognize yourself. Lifnei she-yegia mishbe, she-yachrech otcha lo-sos, until it comes along a boom, you have a crisis in your life that forces you to get to know yourself. Don't wait for the crisis. Don't wait for the midlife crisis to come along before you start taking stock who I am. When you can, in good time, sit down, make a cheshbon, introduce yourself to yourself. Who am I? Get to know yourself. Haim ipam alita al autobus v'nasata v'meshach shashleima v'lubesof gilita shalita al hakav alo nachon. Never happened to you that you get on the bus, get on Ramot, and eventually you get to your gilo and you realize, oops, I was on the wrong side of the road. I got on the wrong bus. Ever happened to you? Davar dema koyu lani lefamim b'chayim. It happens to us sometimes in our lives. Anachnu mitkananim tochniot. We make plans. Mitzivin latzmeinu matarot. We create for ourselves goals. Uleitim lachi yomim moshanim. After days or years, megalim v'meshach kol ha'isazman nesanu b'kavah lo nachon. We suddenly realize, oops, I was on the wrong bus. This really wasn't what I was supposed to be doing with my life. And then what happens? You have a midlife crisis. You throw your wife and your kids out and you go live in the Bahamas or something. You become a chvaiser. You become a carpet weaver in some remote island or something. What happened? Yeah. Podiatrist. How much moist hamilot? Means understanding yourself. Halev, why dak the lev? Why the bevinas halev? Halev nitpash kamoko moishov shel hergesh. The lev is the place where our feelings sit. Gam hayom kashenu mityachsim et marechet harigshut shelan lomar. Kulay mevinim bituim kagon kaiv li halev, asali tov al halev. Nishbali alive, I'm broken hearted. Oi, I'm heartbroken. I'm in pain for the heart. Yeah, it's always refer to the heart because we understand that the heart is the seat of our feelings and emotions. In tatzliach la'av in esalev shocha, if you can be matzliach to understand your heart, et hargishut hapnimish shelacha, to understand your inner working of your emotional base, tiskeh la'akir tatzmacha, you'll then understand yourself pretty well, yeah? Rabim haim b'nai adam shenoisin l'chayim l'chaluf toichanachas hanachot shonot u'meshonot l'gavim mi haim b'emes ulam anoshim eilu eilim motzim zman latzor levara im hanachot eilu nechonot. There are many people walking around that know themselves very well, or think they know themselves very well, and they've got a lot of definitions of who they are and what they are and whatever, and they don't ever stop to work out, is this true? Is this really who I am? Is this really true about myself? Is this strength that I think I have really a strength? Is this weakness really a weakness? We've got a lot of hanachot about ourselves that we've never checked about it. Are they true? We believe a lot of things. We know a lot of things. Did you ever check out if it's true? Where did you get this from? Who told you this? No, I read it once. Oh, and you know that it's true? You're living your life based on certain premises that could be wrong. All right, let's stop here. Because I don't know.